This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Earlier this week, a group of 41 Saudi Arabians received government consent to create a national human rights commission, the first such organization in Saudi Arabia. Another step toward political reform is underway, a formal exchange of political views called the National Dialogue. It's meant to move the oil-rich kingdom slowly toward more freedom and wider political participation. NPR's Mike Schuster reports from Riyadh, the Saudi capital.
Change comes slowly and quietly in Saudi Arabia. Political science professor Mashari Al-Naim says it is happening here by the stately fountains and modern arches of King Saud University on the outskirts of Riyadh. Students feel freer than ever before, he says, to agree or disagree in the classroom dialogue. At the national level, Saudi Arabia is also holding a political dialogue. Its second round in December brought together 60 people from diverse political and religious backgrounds in Mecca, the center of the Islamic world. Their focus was on extremism and moderation in Saudi Arabia, and Al-Naim made one of the presentations.
I felt that it was an extraordinary thing to happen. Representatives of many political groups and religious also groups were present. That was a kind of de facto recognition of the multiplicity at the political and religious level in this country, and that was happening almost for the first time in this country.
And it wasn't just an opportunity to talk. The participants found consensus on a number of political issues, and they made recommendations to Crown Prince Abdullah. Those included speeding up the process of political modernization, reform in religious education, and more transparency in the area of government spending. And they all agreed that there should be elections to the Shura Council, a consultative group created in the early 1990s, whose 120 members are now appointed. Mashari Al-Naim was especially encouraged that the dialogue was able to find accord on such a wide range of political initiatives.
The recommendations reflect a general agreement that an opening up of the system here, socially and politically and educationally, is necessary.
There have been other steps toward reform in recent months. Last fall, the ruling family announced there would be elections for local councils around the country later this year. And the Ministry of Education has taken steps to remove the assertion from textbooks that Islam as a religion is hostile toward non-believers, particularly Christians and Jews. It's hard to get a clear picture from here of whether Crown Prince Abdullah and the other senior members of the ruling family fully support this reform process. Many Saudi intellectuals believe the Crown Prince is solidly behind it. Khalid Abu El Fadl, a scholar of Islamic law now at Yale Law School, has no doubt the royal family of Saudi Arabia wants very much to control the reform process and go slow.
The government has had a sort of a dual policy. On the one hand, they speak about reform, and on the other hand, they try to control and navigate this reform so that it stays within particular bounds. This precarious balancing act is becoming harder and harder.
That may be because the pressures being brought to bear on Saudi Arabia have become more intense since the September 11th terrorist attacks. That 15 of the 19 hijackers that day were Saudis has focused a sharp light on Saudi society. Current and former U.S. officials, as well as experts, have knocked Saudi Arabia for its reluctant help in the war on terrorism, for its conservative Islamic preachers, many of whom support the views, if not the methods, of terrorists, and for Saudi Arabia's lack of democracy and resistance to change. There are critics here as well. They point out that only half the members of local councils will be elected, the rest will be appointed. There are conflicting signals about whether women will be allowed to vote. Saleh Al-Katlan, a member of the new Human Rights Commission, would like to see reform happen more quickly, but he is still cautious.
I am not for a speedy reform, but still seeing what is happening in Saudi society with all these changes taking place, and because of the effect of globalization, TV satellite and the internet, I would like to see reform keeping pace with all these changes in society.
The Saudi National Dialogue has already become institutionalized. The next round, in a month or so, will focus on the issue of the rights and roles of women in Saudi society. Mike Schuster, NPR News, Riyadh.